Hello and welcome to the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, for the 14th of February, 2022. I am joined by Peter Markovanna.
Thank you, Callum.
I thought you were going to say nothing there. No. I thought you were just like, yeah.
Good to be on.
For people, we have Peter a few times. For people who don't know, Hearts of Oak is the best place to find you, I assume.
It is Hearts of Oak, yeah.
But today we're going to be talking about the Scooby-Doo mystery that is BLM and the missing $60 million that just no one can account for, and it's just... who knows? Who where?
60 million.
60 mil. Also, the Moderna Spotify connection, which we find out what's going on there. And also the Cat Gender Universities and the Dog Men Police, because Britain is a sane, normal country, which we have cat genders and dog police. I'm not talking canine units.
Cats' lives do matter.
Anyway, so some things to mention first on the website. So the first stuff I've got to mention here is the stuff that went up over the weekend. So the first one being Contemplations, what makes a good leader. So this is Josh, and I didn't catch who there, going through what makes a good leader and the qualities you need there. I did recommend Kim Il-sung to him to look up. I don't know if he ended up doing it as a joke. Anyway, the next one to mention being Epochs. So this is World War One Part 3 with special guest Apostolic Majesty. So this is Bo and Apostolic Majesty, of course, going through World War One there, and the new theories and the causes and whatnot. And then if we get the next one, we have some new articles up. Sorry, this is another video first, which is Critical Base Theory number 6. This is from Thomas. So this is the, I didn't catch the name there, the tragedy of something I missed. Tragedy of Modernity, there we are. Sorry, can't read that fast. And if we get the next one, we have the article. So What Happened to Britain's Stiff Upper Lip by Josh Firm. And as you can see, we have an audio track for Silver and Gold Tier members to go and check out. We have a lot of stuff going up over the weekend sometimes. I do feel... there's a lot, but that's why it's good to subscribe. And then if we go to the last one here, we have The Rogan Experience, A Lesson for Dissidents by Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. So this is, what do you think of Rogan apologizing?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have to. I mean, Trump came out and said, why are you apologizing? Just double down, say, screw you. I do great podcasts. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Evidenced by the millions and millions and millions of people who listen.
But it was, but it wasn't an apology, but it was trying to placate. He just should have just doubled down.
Well, we'll get into that with the Spotify thing, because maybe there's a reason there. But then the last couple of things to mention, of course, being Getter. You can follow us at Getter or follow Hearts of Oak on Getter as well. So you can follow yourself there.
We've got James O'Keefe coming up. Yeah. We've got Robert Malone coming up. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up. Dr. Rob Malone. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Tony Schaefer. Actually, it's one of our busiest months. So, that's her.
Do go and check out. And then the personal account of you being there as well. So, at Peter McElvenna for that one. So, because I don't know, we should also mention your day job being working for Lord Pearson.
Yeah.
So, that's that.
For 9 years, yes.
Good fun.
Good fun. Always. Never dull.
All right, let's get into the news. So, welcome to the Scooby-Doo mystery that is the missing $60 million, or at least BLM's $60 million that's gone missing. And we will get into the Scooby-Doo mystery and all that. But I want to first combine this with another story that popped up, and a lot of people have reacted to, but I thought we'd better mention it before we get into this, which is this trailer on, was it Showtime? Everything's going to be all white. And this is some race propaganda that's not mince words, in which the people who run Hollywood have decided that it's time again, let's fund something in which we just chat about white people. And let's evidence that by just playing the trailer.
I think what annoys me most about white people is when they pretend like they're the victim. What's also annoying is when they, you know, when they kill us.
What is fragile about whiteness when everything has been constructed around it?
Every part of who I am has been distorted or criminalized.
It's really just a bunch of white lies.
We're storming the Capitol!
You're not patriots. You're ridiculous.
One of the definitions of American whiteness is ignorance.
White people, we are not your problem. You are.
Should white people today feel any responsibility for slavery?
Hell yeah.
White Jesus or black Jesus?
Jesus was not white.
Of geography. Ain't no way Jesus walked around with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Oh, we're just going to end it there. It's just, and I love how they're really trying to make, you know, whiteness, as they put it, look terrible. And they've got images of like people at Thanksgiving and people getting married and stuff. It's like, ooh, no, how terrible. But then everything in there, of course, you can mention about, you know, just change the word white for black, and you've got about 10 crimes against your name at that point.
And 2.5 million people have watched this.
2.5 million views. And as John is pointing out there, you can also see the likes and dislikes, because YouTube hid them, but there's an extension that unhides them.
81,000.
81,000 dislikes, 2.5 thousand likes. presumably that's how many people YouTube employ to go and do exactly this. Because who else is liking that? But there's some things in there. So we ended on the fact of him saying black or white Jesus. You know, think about the geography. How is he going to have blue eyes? Well, I'd like to mention first, well-known Syrian, Bashar al-Assad, to the stage, please. What colour eyes has he got, Peter?
They're blue.
Yeah, they're blue. Yeah, funny about that. Now what, boys? He wasn't South Sudanese. That's nonsense. But also on the point of just, why bother making this? But it is patently obvious. It's for people like Tariq Nasheed's audience. I don't know if you ever watched Tariq Nasheed stuff.
Nope.
He's an American black nationalist.
I've missed him.
This is my favorite. It's a trailer about a movie he made called Hidden Colors, in which he argues that like black people founded Japan and China,
okay,
and ancient Greece and Russia, and basically everyone who did anything was black. It's that kind of stuff. We were samurais and sheep. So that's what I think it's made for, that kind of audience. And we can evidence this by, if we go to the next one, we can see it's made for Black History Month, as Variety magazine informs us. And if we go to the list of episodes, we can have a look at what the subject matter is going to be. Episode number one, White Lies Matter. Okay, keep all this in mind as we get into the Scooby-Doo mystery of BLM and the missing money. When we go to the next one, we can see more episodes, the episode listings. If we scroll down this, you can see in episode two, it's called White Color Crime, and episode three, White Noise, because, again, it's just anti-white propaganda. And if we go to the next one, we can actually see the French press just calling it exactly that. I mean, it's in French, but if you translate from frog to English, this one, there's just the French press being like, yeah, this is just people being anti-white in Hollywood. They don't even mince words whatsoever. But if we have some sympathy, though, because black people do face special challenges in our society, as the Labour Party informs us. We go to the next one.
Oh, dear.
Black people have to pay energy bills, unlike white people. You and me, Peter, if you remember, we were down at the white meeting last week.
Yeah.
We all got on the message. You can see here Annalisa Dodd saying, under the Tories, 4 in 5 black people have less than £1,500 in savings to cope with these soaring energy bills. Damn. I don't know, how could you do this to black people, raising energy bills, unlike the whites who get our special exemptions?
I'm looking for my special exemption from my, electricity bill has probably tripled in the last year and a half. So it's unbelievable how they can say only the color of your skin affects your bills.
Absolutely. If we go to the next one, there's some other stuff about BLM before I get into this mention, because we also have the story of Kurt Zuma that's been popping up. And I just Googled Kurt Zuma BLM, because if you scroll, John, you should be able to find, I believe it's him taking the knee quite a few times. There's very famous pictures of him doing it. Yeah, you can see the one on the right there. Incredibly famous. And he was in the news because he decided to kick his cat about.
Did he take the knee before he kicked the cat or after?
Yeah, before.
Before.
He was very keen on black lives. And then we have the footage here of him abusing his pet. As someone who deeply cares about ethical issues, decided to kick his cat about. Perfectly normal. If we go to the next one, we can see the response from the fans, which is to chant, Eric Zuma, he plays centre back, he kicks his effing cat. Whenever he was playing. It's just, I love football chants. They're amazing. And
the cat was striped. It was black and white, so yeah. There's confusion. I think there's also a ginger cat he didn't kick, because ginger cats' lives do matter, obviously.
But they have no souls. They need to be protected.
Yes.
If we go to the next one, there were some of his black fellow players who were also supporting him, saying that, well, what's worse, racism or kicking a cat? And presumably this is an accusation that the cat is racist, therefore deserved it. But as you say, black and white, therefore not racist. If we go to the next one, we could see the defamation payout that will be coming, I am sure, to the cat.
what I mean, now they kneel for football matches. What are they going to do for the cats? It would be a special symbol, a cat symbol or a cat.
Well, maybe they'll be just throwing around money, as BLM do.
Could do.
So if we'll skip the next one, I'll just go to the next link, this one here, John. This is the main thing I wanted to talk about, because all of that is sort of around BLM. Mm. This is an individual who I have mocked many a time, because she said dumb nonsense. And as you can see, she says instead, 60 million of the 90 million raised by BLM, National Organization 2020, remains undistributed and unaccounted for, and the organization now has no official leader. And you might think this is a right-winger. As I said, no, it's someone I've made fun of. She's the former National Press Secretary for Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign.
Mm.
Again, a person deeply of the left, and the left now have turned on BLM. And I think this is definitely worth looking at. And the chap here, he's written an article for New York Magazine. If we go to the next link, we can have a look at it ourselves. And they give us a big old story about, well, where's all the money, bro?
Mm.
Give us the money, bro. Because now that BLM's got loads of money, give it to the left or well, you're going to end up getting attacked. And as you see in here, they start off with a story saying there's some local guy who, some KKK flyers turn up where he lives. So he decides to set up a protest against the Klan because, you know, Klan bad, stunning and brave. And meanwhile, Colors, one of the founders of BLM, could be found on live streaming on YouTube. She resigned as an executive director 6 weeks later, saying she wanted to concentrate on other projects, including books and a production deal with Warner Brothers.
Incredibly lucrative. That.
Black Lives Matter Global National Fund said it had raised more than $90 million US in 2020. It incurred $8.4 million US in operating expenses and distributed $21 million in grants to more than 30 organizations, retaining some $60 million in its coffers. But if this disclosures were intended to quiet dissent, they didn't quite succeed, writes the leftist writing this article. A few weeks later, in March 2021, two mothers of victims of police violence, Lisa Simpson and Samir Rice, released a statement calling on BLM, Global Foundation, and others to stop capitalizing on their suffering. Quote, "We don't want or need y'all parading in the streets, accumulating donations, platforms, movie deals, etc., off the back of our loved ones, while the families and communities are left clueless and broken. Don't say our loved ones' names, period. That's our truth."
I'm stuck at Lisa Simpson, sorry.
Sorry, it's a weird name.
I know.
But I mean, could you get a worse optical situation in which the mothers of the people who have been murdered, whose graves you have been standing upon, shouting, say their names, you're the guys who have been shouting that. The mothers of them are openly just saying, BLM, stop saying their names. Because you are just grifters. I mean, this is what I like about this story, is it is entirely within the left. So the guy writing this, the people promoting it, as you could see, but also he has done the work and actually gone and met people on the ground and find out what's going on. And he gives us a full origin story of BLM. So it starts off. After arranging a protest in Beverly Hills, of course, Colors, along with Garcia and Tometi, resurfaced the following summer in Ferguson, now branding their efforts as Black Lives Matter. Ashley Yates, an activist originally from St. Louis, remembers encountering two of the three there. Quote, "No one really was clear on what they were there for, and no one really was even clear on who they were there for." So just openly from the start, BLM had absolutely no direction. Just scream BLM and ... profit. I don't know what else they're going for, because that's what they got. And she says, Yates was later pressed to Colors and Garcia and Tometi on the matter privately. Quote, "They say it's not really us taking the credit for what's going on. The media's doing it, and we can't help what they do. I'm like, okay, but it came from your mouth." Yates has since broken with Black Lives Matter at a national level over what she sees as deeply troubling lack of financial transparency. She also has some dispute with the organization because a girlfriend of hers accused her of abuse within the organization. Girlfriend of hers. Quote, "I funneled so much money to BLM," Yates says, "silly me."
You'd think if they've $60 million and haven't spent it, then they must have defeated racism in America.
Racism is no more, boys.
Yeah, if there's no projects to spend it on, then they've defeated racism. This is great news.
Well, how many houses do you have to buy until racism is no more?
And boats and planes and other things.
Whatever the hell else you'd like. But they mention it here, so that's the origin story in which, so you have some people who just turn up, have no real goals, they don't really could explain what they're doing, even, to earn this donation money, and, well, are even being called out by their own people at the start. But then they got a organization called Thousand Currents involved to help make them more efficient at getting donations and presumably pocketing the cash. Thousand Currents' revenue increased dramatically after taking on the organization, from $1.7 million in the year ending in 2015 to $6.6 million a year later. In the fiscal year concluding just after George Floyd's death in 2020, revenue shot up to $86.9 million.
Don't know what I could say on that. I won't say it. Business is business.
It is just business.
Yep.
But I love it because there's a big focus on the 60 mil, because of course the leftists would like to get a hands on that 60 mil for themselves.
I'd like to get my hands on the 60 mil.
Who wouldn't want to get their hands on 60 mil? And but there's the other aspect there. And they had 1.7 in 2015 and 6 million in 2016 as well. And then presumably in those other years, they've made millions as well. That's a lot of money. I mean, even just several million is a lot of money before we even get to the ridiculousness of 2020, where they're getting 80 mil. I mean, almost 90 mil there.
Yes, yeah. Nearly 100. Yeah.
I mean, one of the funniest parts, are they right in here? BuzzFeed News reported in 2020 that Apple, Google, Microsoft, and other corporations nearly donated $4 million to an entity called Black Lives Matter Foundation before realizing it had no connection to the group started by Colors. So you remember all those corporate accounts being like, give money to social justice. All that. They almost completely gave it to random people just because it had the words Black Lives Matter in the title. Yep. So if you wanted money, you literally could have just said Black Lives Matter X or whatever words, and you may have just been given money by accident. That's how ridiculous this got.
Just a scam?
$4 million alone. So Black Lives Matter Global Foundation were also lining their family as they listen here. The group sent more than $270,000 to Bowers Consulting Company, as well as some $211,000 to Ashley Bandel, a friend of Colors who co-wrote her memoir. About $200,000 went to a company Colors operates with her spouse, Jayana and Consulting, and about $86,000 paid to Trap Heels LLC, an entertainment clothing and consulting company started by Damon Turmer, the father of Patrice Cullors' child. So again, just all of their friends.
Mm.
That's the operating costs alone. So that was all just going to their family.
They paid money to clothing companies, entertainment companies.
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Family businesses?
For all the family businesses.
Wow.
This is on top of the $60 million they're keeping to themselves, of course. On July 25th, 2016, police officers in Watts shot and killed 18-year-old Richard Risher. And afterwards, Risher's mother, Lisa Simpson, got involved in the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter. Malia Abdullah, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter LA and a co-director of BLM Grassroots, a tier officially recognized by the chapters. This is an aspect that people seem to look over, is that everything's got BLM such and such.
Sure.
And therefore, even within their own movement, they're not even sure who the hell's on their side and not on their side officially. So gets confusing. But she is officially on their side. And she stood next to Simpson and gave a passionate speech calling for people to donate $5,000 to help pay for Risher's funeral. Other people.
So some of the $60 million must have gone to this funeral? No?
No, zero. Yeah. That $60 million has all been kept. I don't know what percentage went to that funeral. Presumably nothing. Because, if they wanted to pay it, they could have just paid it outright. Mm. All the money that was coming in. And God knows how much she stood on that platform saying, please donate to help the funeral. If people just went to BLM.org and donated, they just gave the BLM.org.
Yep.
Presumably none of that did go to the funeral. At least there's no evidence of it. Simpsons says she never received any funeral money from the organization. So again, this left-wing reporter has gone down and asked the people on the ground. Simpson says absolutely nothing. She's currently paying week to week to rent a room in a motel for herself and a 13-year-old son.
So none of the money goes to the people who need it. It all goes to the family businesses set up by those at the top.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. They couldn't spare $5,000 for someone whose grave they stood on. Or at least for the mother to bury him. Couldn't even do that. Do you remember where I played that intro bit and they were talking about white lies?
Yeah.
White lies matter. Black lives matter. Literally. We have you standing on a platform saying, please donate for this guy's funeral because he's been murdered by the police. And then you keep all of the money. Millions and millions worth of the money. I mean, I know people have looked at the Black Lives Mansion stuff and all that, but the rot really is worse than I ever thought it could be. Could you imagine sitting on millions and millions of dollars and you won't even give money to someone's funeral when you're standing on their son's grave?
And nothing's been done of this money because you're right, all the stories about the money going to all those houses, the Kmart story, it was there for a day and then disappears And still, none of it goes to actually the people who could benefit from that money.
$0. But it's like, you know, I don't know the circumstances of this guy getting killed. Maybe he's another one of the BLM martyrs where, you know, it's actually justified. But let's just assume it's not justified 100%. This lady lost her son. This organization who claims that they want to stand up for this guy turns up. And they're just like, yeah, donate to our Patreon. Bye, guys.
Mm.
Doesn't even help out the family at all. I mean, I know they're scumbags, but I mean, you couldn't really get any worse, in my opinion. Just openly being like, yeah, we have cash and we're not giving it to you. Pointless movement. But if we go to the next one, there is some justice to come, maybe. So as you can see here in the mail, BLM leaders are warned that they will be held personally liable if they fail to disclose the details of the $60 million in donations by California Department of Justice. So in here they say, in a letter issued to BLM on Monday, the California Department of Justice accused the charity of failing to submit its annual financial reports and alleging it was in delinquent status. The leaders of Black Lives Matter could be held personally liable if they fail to disclose all records about their charity, specifically the $60 million US dollars they just disappeared and went with, within the next 60 days. I don't think it's going to go well.
It's not. It is the opposite side of the story of the, who never remember his name, the Chinese dissident who was just fined $127 million by the US authorities for not disclosing. And here, these people, they...
They didn't disclose?
Nope, and nothing happens. No $127 million fine here.
I mean, if you think that the Californian authorities do actually find the odd delinquents and they've just puffed in a smoke and left with all the money, you think are actually going to be looked at?
Does anything good come from California?
Anyone going to end up in jail rightfully?
No.
It's not going to happen. However, what are they doing with that money? Because you may think, oh, that's a hell of a lot of money to hide. Well, we could look at one place. We look to Canada. If we go to the next link, we can see a story here. Black Lives Matter transferred millions to Canadian charity run by the wife of the co-founder, Patrice Cullors, to buy Toronto mansion formerly owned by the Communist Party.
That's a beautiful headline.
Could you ask for a better headline? Like, if I asked you to write a fake news story with a catchy headline, wow, you couldn't do better than that. As they say in here, Black Lives Matter transferred millions of dollars to the charity, which is run by Patrice Cullors. BLM Canada announced on July 2021 that they had recently purchased a three-story Victorian mansion in the Baldwin Village area of Toronto, close to downtown.
So this was
Victorian mansion.
But this was raised for a US group and they just transferred
it's
abroad.
A global fund.
Would that not be money laundering?
I don't know. The imposing red brick house was previously the headquarters of the Communist Party, the Mail write. Birds of a feather. On Saturday, the New York Post reported that the funds to purchase the property came from Black Lives Matter and were transferred from the Global Network to the M4BJ, the Canadian branch, a Toronto-based non-profit set up by Jayana Khan and other Canadian activists. You may remember Jayana from earlier, where I mentioned she's also one of the people that is just so close because, well, she is the wife of one of the founders. Khan is the spouse of BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors, they write in here.
And what application do you put in for that? Would like $6 million because we want to buy a Victorian house? Okay, that sounds a good idea. Good project, fits with our ideals. Here's some money.
Yes.
I hope it's linked to the Communist Party. Oh, it was. Great.
I mean, with the Hassan Piker stuff and everyone else in the socialist camp slowly becoming millionaires, it is becoming a bit of a joke, which is just like, if you want to be a millionaire, become a socialist.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're buying a Victorian mansion, I mean, not your only one. Remember, I mean, like the lady we mentioned at the start, she has three already. And then you're on your fourth.
Maybe it's for Lisa Simpson, her three kids.
I mean, yeah, they're going to help her out of that motel room and move her into Canada. I'm sure. I don't know what to say. Quite frankly, I'm just in awe. I mean, the absolute ruthless capitalists involved in this, they all stand on someone's grave, anyone's grave, provided they can get money out of it, and have done so well, they've got tens of millions of dollars and are trying to hide it in property all over the world.
But it is going to be turned into the Wild Seed Art Center. Exciting project, no?
Yeah, I'm sure that's not you just hiding your money. No, it's going to be for the community, I swear.
But I mean, where's the anger in a community that comes together around a cause under that flag and sees the money disappear? Surely there must be some anger that spills over, and yes, you don't see it.
Silence. Because, yeah. I mean, the right wing has been reporting on this for ages, let's say, or the BLM mansions and whatnot. But finally, I think this is a left wing outlet, and as you saw, left wingers there, who is finally realizing, hey, what happened? And bad news, folks, no refunds. That's the story of the Scooby-Doo mystery of the money.
I wondered, is this in the White Lives Matter film?
This could be a white lie. Is this one of the white lies? Are Patrice Cullors and all her friends actually white?
Absolutely. Big fat lie.
Part of whiteness. Anyway, let's move on.
So, this is a story, and if I can mention again, I've got Dr. Robert Malone next week, so I'll just plug that again.
Hearts of oak.
Absolutely. Looking forward to second time. This was an interview he did with Tucker Carlson, and I think Robert Malone's life has just gone crazy since that Joe Rogan interview back in December. He's been on everything. But this was an interview a couple of days ago on Tucker, and he talked about this link between Moderna and Spotify, which is a fascinating link. I don't know if we're going to play it.
This is about political warfare and information warfare, full stop. And all of this chatter that many have bought into, that this is about culture wars, or it's about vaccines. No, it's not. It's about power and money. You know, it's about Spotify's market cap dropping. So fascinating point is that the major owner of Spotify, the top owner of Spotify, is also the top owner of Moderna. Yes. Okay. So we have to kind of get out of the frame of reference that we're being that's being pitched to us, that this is about culture wars. Because it's about way more than culture wars. It's about power and money. And culture wars is a nice, easy way to divide us against ourselves.
Right.
It's just fascinating. He's dropped so many, I think, truth bombs that have driven the left absolutely crazy.
Although I think, compelled by YouTube, we will have to say we disavow everything he's ever said. We're just interested in what he said there. Officially.
Absolutely. But and you saw Tucker just watching it, and I've watched the full interview. But this, so I thought I want to delve a little bit deeper into this. If I can just touch on Moderna and Spotify, obviously we'll know them well, although we don't know Moderna very well. But Moderna is a biotechnology company, develops medicines based on mRNA. Only mRNA, nothing else. It transfers genetic information to the cellular machinery that makes proteins to sustain life. And we've heard all about this. But it started off in 2010, Moderna Therapeutics. 2013, the company was awarded $25 million by DARPA to develop mRNA vaccines. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is basically the dark arts of the intelligence community, or dark arts of the defense community in America. So much coming out of that. But in 2018, the company rebranded as Moderna Inc. and further increased its portfolio of vaccine development. Then in 2018, Moderna became a public company via the largest biotech initial public offering in history. Then through 2019, it actually hadn't made any money. It actually had lost $1.5 billion, not very successful as a company since its inception. And in 2019 alone, it lost $500 million. And then along comes a vaccine from Moderna.
Well, along came 2020.
The US, you think these companies actually provide this out of the goodness of their hearts? You think they actually want to save humanity? But as Dr. Malone said, it's nothing to do with that. It's all about business and the bottom line. But Moderna were given nearly $10 billion in US taxpayers' money in research and development for the purchase of 500 million doses of the mRNA, which includes the full cost of clinical development. And yet they make all the money back from it. And Moderna, a company that has never made a profit until 2020, is worth $65 billion. So it's huge growth. That's Moderna, one of the companies he mentioned. Spotify, people know a lot more about Spotify, one of the largest music streaming companies. 400 million monthly active users, 180 million paying subscribers. Its annual revenue of $10 billion, it's only worth $31 billion. So it's a much smaller, completely different sector. But what is the link? And it's this story here, which I could actually only find in two or three places. One of them was the Tennessee Star, which obviously I look at regularly. But I was looking, someone's going to carry this.
Outlets.
Yeah, but someone's going to carry this story. This is a huge story. And I don't think it's tinfoil hat territory, although with all this stuff, you worry how deep down the rabbit hole you go. But I was looking, and I looked at the breakdown of shareholders in each company, and it is true. But here we have the Tennessee Star, largest owner of Spotify stock, also largest owner of Moderna stock. And there's Joe Rogan with a big smile in front of a vial of Moderna vaccine. Amid the controversy over world-famous Spotify podcaster Joe Rogan, hosting guest Dr. Robert Malone, created with inventing mRNA vaccine technology that is used in COVID-19 vaccines, Malone revealed information about a massive conflict of interest. So on that, which aired last week, he revealed the largest stakeholder in Spotify, which has been under pressure to censor Rogan for spreading misinformation, is all the largest stakeholder in Moderna, one of the two companies distributing mRNA vaccines. And I went and looked through all the details, And then after doing my research, the Tennessee Star article popped up. I thought I didn't have to do my research. But you go and you read, the largest stakeholder in Moderna is Bill Gifford, and the company, which owns almost 46 million shares of the company's stock, valued at more than $11 billion. Billy Gifford is also the largest stakeholder in Spotify, owning 22 million shares, valued at $22 billion. Now, I'd never come across Billy Gifford, and it's interesting because these companies that kind of behind the scenes are involved in a lot of things we know very little about. And that's why a story like this is amazing, because it exposes, I guess, the very dark side of finance, and it connects a lot of the dots and who actually controls what's happening, which none of us really see in everyday life. But it's a worldwide asset management fund founded in Scotland. I don't think I'm blaming the Scots, which is headquartered in New York, and managed a portfolio of
this company. You're all guilty.
Scott, $500 billion. Now, the other really interesting thing in this, which Dr. Malone didn't come up with, but the Tennessee Star have, Billy Gifford today is owned wholly by 47 partners. Who are the 47 partners that own it? Well, all of whom work within the firm. Growth has been organic. No mergers or acquisitions. And they said they're committed to remaining independent. It does not disclose who the 47 partners are. Who knows who owns this huge investment company that has its fingers in all different other companies? And as Dr. Malone said, this episode with Spotify and Rogan, it's not about free speech. It's about, it seems to be about, damaging the ability of a company to generate money. That's what it boils down to.
I mean, always the old saying, it's like, always follow the money and you'll find what's really going on.
Exactly.
But I think you may be right here.
And in 2020, the company shifted its investment strategy towards Chinese-based companies. So it's no longer focused on, it's based in Edinburgh, but over in China. And then that's the end of that story. Let me go down. So the another part of this which came out was the next one, this tweet from Jordan Chatchell, who's a independent journalist. He has a blue tick, which means what he says is true.
100%.
It's been fact-checked already, so you don't have to come in and do that. And his tweet from February the 12th says, the head of Moderna has deleted his Twitter account, it appears. Then Jordan makes some allegations. Over the past 2 years, on a weekly basis, Banchell, who's the head of Moderna, has dumped Moderna stock. He's now cashed out of hundreds of millions of dollars. He sold about $20 million worth of shares in 2022 alone. So in the last 6 weeks, he's made $20 million.
He decided to cash out in the last 6 weeks.
He did. This fits with a... There is a story, if we go back in the mail, and this was Pfizer and Moderna, this was what, 3rd of December. So, of course, I had to fact check it with the Daily Mail, which, of course, is always accurate. And the headline here is, Pfizer and Moderna shareholders pocketed $7.8 billion in a week after Omicron was discovered. The Moderna CEO, Stefan Banchell, saw stocks increase by $623 million. Top shareholders and bosses at Pfizer and Moderna made $3.9 billion each. That's in that week. And campaigners have criticized them for not making the vaccine open and available to everyone. But if you scroll down, and there's a table at the bottom, and keep going. And there, up. So it's this table here. So who made the most money after the emergence of Omicron? One of shareholders' finances. So just scroll down a little bit and you see these companies. And again, it's just interesting because you follow the money on a story and you see all these companies. Now, again, most of us have no idea unless you're involved in the finance industry. But these companies are the ones that have made their money. Vanguard Group. Who's Vanguard Group? Well, it has assets of $7.5 trillion. This will set the agenda for any country. Then you've got BlackRock Inc. Well, that's got assets of $9 trillion. These are colossal giants that actually have massive say in what happens in everything around the world. And I obviously...
I'm noticing two names there on the right in particular. As you can see, what was that? Bailey, Gifford and Co. made $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
And then this man, Mr. Bansal, making $623 million himself.
So you've got BlackRock and Vanguard, they're the big, $9 trillion, try to get my billions and trillions mixed up, $7.5 trillion. Then State Street Corp on the left, the third one, that actually has assets of $4 trillion, and it made just under a billion. Then you've got Bill and Gillard, half a trillion. Capital World Investors, half a trillion. These are all the assets they have. And Flagship Pioneering, which is there on the right, it's a little baby. It only has 15 billion. So it's only been here, but it was added half a billion to that. So it's done quite well. But these are, again, just massive companies that have huge say, very secretive. We heard about the Bale and Gillard, that they have 47 investors. They control it all. No one knows who those 47 are. You could speculate, but that mightn't be a wise idea, but who knows? So I'm waiting for a journalist to actually go deeper and find out who those individuals are that actually run the show.
The CEO himself, though. I mean, the fact that in December, you remember everyone was panicking. Everyone in government was panicking.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, no, this could be death on a stick. We all have to lock down now. Yeah. Everyone get your booster shot. Got to get your booster shot. I remember Nadine Dorris even openly saying, no, none of us fearmonger is about anything but booster shots.
Nadine Dorris.
And all the stock goes up, and then all of a sudden we get to January, a little bit of February, and this guy cashes out.
Hmm.
All of his money. He's the CEO of Moderna, cashes out his Moderna shares.
He's been CEO since 2011. Again, Moderna's never made a profit. It's never made a vaccine. It's never made a drug that succeeded. Moderna hasn't made anything which actually has been marketed to the public until
except its vaccine, which is pure.
Until this one that's appeared. We could go, we'll not go down the rabbit hole on that. We'll stay on the finance side. But that Moderna stock price, it's gone from $100 in December 2020 to $500 6 months later. So obviously the fear, the worry, the concern, the danger, all of those words fit into actually boosting their bottom line. And what these companies, it's all about return for your shareholder. So the more fear that goes out that makes people think that you need more drugs that this company produces and therefore their share price increases, that's all good. At the end of the year, that's what it's about. It's not about how many vaccines did you give. Actually, how much money did you make from those vaccines? That's what it's all about. But the final story linked to this, which was a few days ago, about bad news is good news. So you think you hear a story and you think that sounds good news, but no, it's always bad news. Pharma companies, they make money from medical emergencies, from bad news. The more dangerous a virus is, the more we need pharma companies. This was a story 9th of February, and the headline is South African doctor who discovered Omicron variant slams pressure from countries to make the virus sound worse than it actually is.
A lot of people will remember this.
Yeah.
She was going around telling everyone, no, calm down. You're being insane, especially the UK and the West, especially with just look at Canada for a minute with the insistence on mandates. And she was saying it's not that bad. The Omicron variant is not as bad as previous variants. That's what she said. And then nobody wanted to admit that she said it.
Nope. But here, so she says, Angelique Cotes, one of the first to discover Omicron strain. I remember watching the video she was putting out. I've talked to other, and I looked at all the data on South Africa, and initially it came out and it was panic. New variant Omicron. It's like the latest one is Deltacron. That's even worse.
But I'm thinking back to the guy dumping his shares.
Yeah.
Like everyone's ramping up this fear. Ramp it up, ramp it up, ramp it up. All throughout December, stock price goes up and up and up. Gets to January, the CEO of Moderna cashes out.
Yeah.
Because the South African doctor who discovered it has been telling everyone, calm down. And now it's becoming more and more evident that she was right. That's the point. He cashes out. He's right. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't need to be here.
I'm imagining her getting a phone call from someone. I'd say it could be much more dangerous. You can't let people be complacent. They have to be worried because fear is the motivator for all of this. It's the strongest motivator you can get.
I mean, this is pure speculation, but I don't know if you can go back a link, John, just for a second. And we'll look at how much. What did he make? He made, personally, $623 million. How many million would it take to bribe someone to shut up? I mean, I bet she got a phone call asking her, could you shut up? Calling her a spreader of medical misinformation. Yep. Whatever else.
But this is the individual. That's a phenomenal. So $3.9 billion were made, and Stefan Banchel made, what, 20%? 15, 20% of it? Not these companies that have 9 trillion, but actually it's just him, that bloke, made that 600 guy. Million. And I could imagine the panic, this woman talking about it and thinking, no, give her a ring. This is bad. And I remember talking to people and they said, Omicron. I've heard bad things from South Africa. And our friends who I think, well, you'll read the Telegraph. So I'll give you, here's 6 stories from the Telegraph in the last 3 days that says, this is good. And, oh, no, it's true. I've heard someone and they were quite sick with it. But look at follow the data. But it shows that people have failed to systematically look through the information and simply go on hearsay. A friend down the pub has mentioned that they felt quite ill with it. So it must be bad. Forget about all the data coming out of everyone. If their mate said it was bad, then it's true. And it shows how it is, as Robert Malone said, that mass psychosis that it just grips people and you can no longer engage with them. You can no longer present what's true because they've bought the whole, not the whole lie. They've bought everything, hook, line and sinker, and just accept it all. So yeah, this is about the money, and I'm looking forward to seeing who those 47. So if people are watching and you want to find out who those 47 people are, go and find out.
Please drop
it. We'll do a whole program on it because it'll be fascinating.
God, and then I want to find out who their campaign donations are too.
So this is nothing on BLM.
No.
It's much better.
With BLM, it's the fact that they're so obviously insincere as well.
Yeah.
The fact that, we'll move on to the next section in a minute, but it's just the fact that they were sat, you can tell none of them give it about anything.
Yeah.
The fact that you're set on 60 million, you won't even pay $5,000 to someone's funeral. Not even $100. Not even a dollar, according to Miss Simpson. She got nothing. But these people, yeah.
I mean, Labour missed a trick because Labour linking energy prices with the colour of your skin. If they linked the virus to the colour of your skin, ching ching.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to the last story here. So it's about being cat gender. Are you cat gender, Peter?
I'm not sure.
You don't identify as cat
gender?
Keep
talking. No. It hadn't occurred to me now.
By the end of this segment, maybe. So we'll start this off before we get to the cat gender stuff with a story which is more your wheelhouse, working for Lord Pearson. Mm. So this is a story out of the House of Lords. So if we get this link up, this is House of Lords is latest to say no to Stonewall after mother of all rows. Wonderful headline. The House of Lords has abandoned a workplace inclusivity program run by Stonewall following a row about the use of gender neutral language in legislation. A spokesman for the Lords said the decision followed an assessment of the, quote, costs and benefits of the program. That's a lie. It's got bugger all to do with how much it costs. You'll pay anything, but you know what the benefits are, which is there's none, and it's full of crap. It has previously told organizations to replace the word mother with parent who has given birth. You used to have a word for them.
Yes.
Don't remember what it was. The government had wanted to refer to pregnant people rather than mothers in its new maternity legislation, which was fast-tracked through Parliament to enable Sulla Braverman, the Attorney General who is experiencing her second child, to take time off after birth without having to step down as minister.
So she is a mother.
She is a parent. No. She's a birthing person?
She's a birthing person?
Birthing vehicle? She's I'm not going to say that. I just said something in my mind that's too far. I'm not even going to go there. So the wording was changed after it was rejected by the Lords. So Chad Lords, all the grey beards, just being like, what is this 20-year-old Zoomer trying to tell me? Get out of here. So it was rejected by the Lords, with the government conceding that mother was acceptable. This is the level of political discourse.
They've conceded.
The government have conceded that the word mother is a perfectly useful word. We don't need birthing hole instead to replace that. It's just horrible. But some peers raised concerns that it shouldn't have had been a row all along. Conservative peer Baroness Noakes said the phrasing contributed to, quote, the erasure of women in society. Bang on the money.
You're here.
What else do you call it? If we replace mother with birthing hole, I feel like we are getting rid of women. You're probably right. However, Trans Actual UK, a transgender group, wrote on Twitter, quote, "Despite the claims of women being erased when talking about pregnancy, it is once again trans men and non-binary people that are being erased."
I'm still quite confused. Sorry.
Look, can you give birth? If yes, mother. It's a simple system. It's worked for, what, about 100,000 years? Somewhere, however long humans have been around?
Well, it's how life sustained itself, but I guess trans men are pumping the kids out.
Look, they may have vaginas, but those are manly vaginas. You know, like feminine penises. It's a manly vulva. Anyway. Quote, "And when not erased, misgendered by people that cannot bear to acknowledge that we know our own sex gender better than they do." You don't. No. Anyone looking at you and talking about the fact of whether or not you're a mother, if you can give birth, you're a mother. I think the person who has that opinion probably knows more about the sex that you are than you do. Because you clearly have gone mad. You don't even think the word mother is acceptable. You're an insane person. Shut up. I'm not even going to engage with this person at any level. I think that is the correct response. And the Lord's doing that is very good. Just saying, get lost. Not paying this crap. And this moves us on to, in case you disagree and think, oh, no, whoa. Maybe they got a point. Maybe we should be more respectful about these sorts of people. Okay, you've accepted that. You've accepted that birthing whole is a replacement for mother. Let's move to cat sexual. Let's go to the next link. Bristol University pronoun guide for staff includes cat genders. This is why I asked if you identified as cat gender, Peter.
No.
No. But maybe you will have to accept that some people do. The institution says it is, quote, "using pronouns at work document that staff should declare their own pronouns when meeting students and new people for the first time, encouraging staff to put their own preferred pronouns in their email signatures to support trans and non-binary students and to normalize the practice for all." I'm sure plenty of people have had that in their workplaces. Occasionally I get an email or a business card from someone that has pronouns on and it goes in the bin and you never do business with them again.
And it's weird because in Parliament you always get that on the bottom. So many of them have their pronouns. I mean, it should just
like
say
a small print.
Yeah, yes. But it should have does this include a space to say other, and you're writing your other one?
Well, that's the point. It's your preferred pronouns.
Oh, and so you can do anything.
Right-wingers have mocked this endlessly over the last 20 years.
Any normal person should mock it.
We could write cat, and left-wingers have been like, oh, they've only got one joke. I identify as an attack helicopter, I identify as a cat. That's never going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Its guidance also links to a webpage that says that some people may identify as felines, and others could use emoji self-pronouns, which some people ridiculed online. Yeah, no S. People ridiculed that. We go to the next link. We can see the website they link to, and... give it a scroll, John. Give us a good old scroll about how long this piece of crap is. Look at that.
When we had Harry Miller on, he talked about this and he said he talked about something like 600 different. I think this website is 280 or something, but I don't think the cat's on it. Or is the cat a new one?
I believe
one?
It's been added.
Has it? Oh, I hope so.
Remember, pronouns are easy to learn. Just learn my pronouns, bigot. It's so easy. Look, it's so easy. I've written a Wikipedia document that is God knows how many words long to just express to you that I'm insane. Easy to learn. If we go back to the article, we can see the emoji self part, because you may be wondering what the hell that means.
I'm wondering that with the zoom of the footballer whenever he kicked the cat. I'm just thinking, did he gender the cat properly? That's the bigger issue.
I think if he thinks he's cat gender, then therefore he's not kicking a cat as an abuse. He's instead having a cat fight.
Oh,
and therefore... Just some advice, Mr. Zuma, if you want some other bullshit.
Genius. You should give him legal representation.
Yeah, they say in here, so in the list of examples is emoji self-pronouns, which is described to the staff as a subcategory of noun self-pronouns. I'm not saying that. No, that's how it's written. Which are pronouns that, instead of using letters, utilize emojis.
So an emoji is your gender.
Mm-hmm.
So any...
This is a university.
You've got the lump of poo. That's the
yeah.
That could be your
gender. That could be your gender. Nothing's stopping you. That is what the University of Bristol wants you to do. Anyone who sent their kids there or is there right now, I'm sorry. Quote, "These pronouns are not intended to be pronounced out loud." As if you could. what the fuck does that even mean? can you pronounce flags?
No,
can you pronounce girl dancing? Like... Maybe you just say the words. and are only intended for online communication, the webpage says. Quote, in spoken conversation, one may or may not use pronouns that are based on emoji. So you could try and pronounce, presumably to then get fired for mispronouncing it and therefore misgendering the person.
Well, it's true if you mispronounce this.
Yeah.
You're trying to do your best by understanding the madness in the person's head.
Laying this off with someone who is cat gender may use na nyan pronouns, meaning meow in Japanese. Remember, what is it, nyan cat?
A Japanese cat?
You don't remember nyan cat, the meme?
No.
It was a cat that looked like a Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
With rainbows coming out its ass, flying in space. That's a gender, bro. You don't remember that?
A flying cat with rainbow coming out of his ass. I missed that.
No, you don't remember Nyan Cat.
No.
Internet sensation.
No.
Now a gender. Quote, cat gender is described on the webpage as, quote, feeling an extremely strong connection to cats or other felines, either strongly identifying with them or simply wanting to incorporate them into their gender to better understand their identity.
What? So well, there are...
There's a Nyan Cat. You don't remember Nyan Cat? Do you identify as Nyan Cat?
It was number 5 in the most viewed in 2011? No way.
That is also something, if you are sexually identify at the University of Bristol, it has to be respected by the staff. If you're a professor, you're going to have to have some 18-year-old kid tell you who identifies as Nyan Cat, and you're going to have to be like, Nyan, Nyan, are you doing okay today? Nyan went to the toilet. Nyan, sit over there.
Well, I see it going to the toilet. It's pooing rainbow.
We'll get to the litter trays in a minute. It's just, I also love, like, cat gender is someone who wants to be like a cat. It's like, we used to call that women who thought a marker pen was a Halloween costume, but okay.
You used to go on to see someone professionally and talk about these issues that you had.
You used to get sectioned.
Yeah. Take these drugs, you'll be okay.
I'm a cat. I want to pee in the litter tray. Yes. Nice men with coats are coming. Now, this is general, unironic advice from the University of Bristol about how to treat your students. Bristol University guide encourages staff to not get defensive if they make a mistake when referring to someone. They may say, what the hell are you saying? Instead of, Nyan, nice to meet you. Don't do that. No, except that they identify as Nyan. And provide an example of how to correctly oneself by apologizing and then using the correct pronoun and carrying on without making it a, quote, big deal that the person identifies as a bloody cat.
It's amazing when reality just disappears and now whatever... I mean, it's just like a child coming up with a make-believe story, and you say, don't worry, it's you'll forget about it, but now actually you accept the adults.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it. Like I'm reading the Babylon Bee, you know, a fake news outlet.
Oh, yes, it's Babylon Bee.
I mean, this is, as I said, it is a joke right-wingers have made for years. I sexually identify as an attack helicopter, and therefore you must use my correct pronouns as an Apache. But no, now it is actually real.
I'm going to say Lord Pearson needs to be a cat in the House of Lords.
Putting little cat ears. Get a little marker drawn.
This is it. This is, he'd radically change.
I rise to speak of oppression of my people.
Meow.
Mr. Zuma. Mr. Zuma committed a hate crime against a brother of mine.
No, but also because in Parliament, they had a value in everyone, which was a diversity training that they all had to go to. And Lord Pearson went to it, as did other peers. We discussed it in the office, and I wanted to go along to online because you had to be online because it was dangerous being in Parliament a person. So he went on with a number of other. There were 10 other peers on that.
So meow, 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 meow.
Well, that didn't come up, but I think I need to contact the House of Lords department and suggest they need to include this because Lord Pearson does now identify as a cat with a rainbow coming
out of his arse.
I'm glad you said it, not me. But
Pearson, if you're watching, I love you, man.
He's very sorry. But they had to go through this training, and it was, if they didn't do it, they would get removed from the chamber and they would not be allowed to sit. And I mean, Betty Boothroyd, she was having open heart surgery, and she was told that she couldn't go to the chamber because she hadn't been to it. And she said, well, I was having open heart surgery. But they had this, and they had some 22-year-old telling these ex-titans of industry what they can and cannot say and what they have to do. And I think they've managed to get to their 80s and managed to be CEOs of companies to run whatever. And now they now need to sit in this classroom and be told by this kid just out of uni, about whether they identify as a cat or not. And that's compulsory.
Could you imagine being 60 and having gone through everything in life and, you know, been such a high achiever, you end up in the Lords and someone's telling you you need to respect cat gender?
Well, there is a cat quota, so yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, we could use it as a weapon as well. I mean, if Pearson is going to come in tomorrow and be like, well, I identify as rainbows coming out of my backside, and anyone who disagrees needs to be removed from the Lords, we could start picking off some of the cuck Lords. Absolutely.
I'm going to have a difficult conversation with him trying to explain this process because he's not going to get it. You know that.
Well, I'll make a video for him. I don't know what to say. The other stuff with it also urges staff to be proactive by, quote, introducing pronoun introductions to regular conversations and meetings to avoid misgendering people, because we don't want the cats pissing on the curtains, presumably, in the lecture halls. I don't know what else. But someone else also sent in, and thank you to whoever sent this in, leaked from the University of Sheffield. Let's go to the next link here, which is something that also went down, which I thought was funny, and I thought we'd add it. If we can give a click on that, you'll load up. So this is some yoga class that's taking place. Who's the yoga class open to? This workshop is open to self-defining women of colour. So if you self-identify as a black woman, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and yoni-owning people of colour only. Right, so we've got black women, non-binary black people, and white people, I presume, yoni-owning people of colour. You know what yoni-owning means?
Nope.
Apparently it means you got a vagina.
Oh.
So it's vagina owners are also allowed to come. Again, very human.
The birthing people.
Couldn't say mother again.
But this is yoga, the headline, Yoga in Nature with Peaks of Colour and Glow Moon Temple.
Yeah.
What?
I just know straight white men. Could have just wrote it easier. Let's go to the next one, because of course I mentioned about the cat gender stuff, and there was a story, there was a fake news. This is completely fake news. There was a rumour, of course, that some American university had also brought into this and had put litter trays down for students who identify as cats. As you can see there.
The colour of it would be Lucky Charms.
Yeah. The only reason I say it's fake news is because we only have a statement from the principal who denies the rumour. Nothing else. Yeah, he hasn't released any evidence. He's just said it's totally not true, I swear. I didn't institute litter trays for the cat-gendered kids. In which case, I have one question. Why not? Come on, why not? What if a student does identify as a cat?
Do they need a separate toilet? Well, you have to build toilets for the cats.
Cats don't use the toilet.
No.
You ever seen a cat use a toilet?
No.
No, it uses a litter tray. So we've got to get litter trays in for the kids. I can't believe that's a real story. Let's go to the last thing, because I mentioned
And they actually had to send a letter to students. So yes. They wrote a letter to parents discussing...
Please trust us, we don't have litter trays in the bathroom.
No shit.
If we go to the last thing here, because I mentioned there's the cat stuff from a very prestigious institution, University of Bristol, and here's the dog stuff from another used to be prestigious institution, the British Constabulary. As you can see here, we have Faircop having another argument with the police, as he does.
Good.
Because he's a good guy. Mm. As you can see, we mentioned before these people who engage in what is called puppy play. They dress up as dogs and want to be treated as dogs. They can't do it in private because that would be sensible in regards to kinks. No, they have to do it in public, in front of everyone. And as you can see here, in front of the police, and the police are posing with pictures with them. Yep. When the police have apparently abandoned their core functions and act as a PR firm for people who just like to pretend to be dogs. Indeed, Harry. Indeed, that is what they're doing here.
Thank you, Harry, for bringing the truth to us.
Let's go to the next one. There was a divide within the audience last time we spoke about this. Some people saying that, no, just even in their own bedrooms, no. And I was on the side of, at least just keep it in your bedroom. At least the police couldn't have photos with them. I remember they were photobombing with people who were in leather fetishist outfits as well, last time we covered it. But that's the British police for you.
If you dress up like that at an anti-lockdown rally, does that mean the police don't attack you? Because you're protected?
I really don't want to see that. The anti-lockdown rallies are huge.
Yeah.
Imagine everyone in dog costume. No.
Who wants Callum to go dressed up as one of those?
It's not happening. I've got some standards, unlike these people. Let's go to the next one, because Harry's also gotten in a big old fight with the Alphabet Police again. I think it's worth talking about. So this is some Alphabet Police account, as you can see here. The hostile responses to our recent campaigns to improve our service and representation of LGBTQ+ communities only reminds us of why we need to keep showing up. If it's happening on our Twitter accounts, it's happening on the streets. No. Twitter isn't real life. Get off Twitter, you bloody useless people. But also, this is a campaign. If you scroll down, you can see it's just them adding colors to things because the philosophy goes, more rainbows, less homophobia. The inverse is actually true, but that's a conversation for another time. And if we go to the next one, we can see FairCop responding, saying, the problem isn't your admirable support of the LGBT communities, but your lack of support for the other seven protected characteristics. Under the public sector equality duty, you have a responsibility to support all communities and foster understanding, not just pick a favorite, which is, of course, what they're doing.
But they're standing up for birthing people as well. So
birthing holes. I don't think women are allowed the term people anymore. I don't know what men are going to become. Sperm containers? I don't know anything. But there's Harry's criticism here, which is that you are clearly intersectionals. You care only about the rainbow world, as in the alphabet people, and nothing else. And you would never offer the same protection or support to people who are not alphabet people on the basis they are not alphabet people. And so the Rainbow Police decided to prove them right. If we go to the next one, we can see them saying, of all the disingenuous comments we receive, this one is one of the worst takes, talking about Harry, but easy to disprove. Southwest Police support our communities and have on multiple networks which cover our diverse workforce and community. And then there's some examples of some posts they've made to prove that they care deeply for all characteristics. They have one saying that disabilities exist. Good job. What do you want me to do? I'm paying for your wages. I'm in taxes. I don't care that you've made some tweets on the first point. But okay, you said the disabilities exist, right? We get the next one. They say the Holocaust is bad. Stunning and brave. What do you want me to say? We get the next one. We have Women's Day existed. Question, what is a woman? Can't solve that question. And then Chinese New Year at the end there. This is their proof that they care for the entire community of all types. And John, do you feel represented deeply? John says no, because it's in that filthy commie speak, Mandarin. But they have this offer saying, we are proud to have a network which is intersectional and have a membership base which is diverse, not only in terms of sexuality and gender identity, but across every characteristic that makes us who we are.
I thought the one about the goose was about people identified as ghosts.
Maybe
about
too.
Scaring older people.
Ooh. But as you can see there, they just prove him right. I mean, his criticism was, you are a bunch of intersectionals that only care about one kind of characteristic.
Yeah.
If it's on the basis of sex, okay, you only care about women. When it breaks down to that, you only care about trans women. And if it's on the basis of race, you only care about non-whites. You have no care for hate crimes against whites. And, well, you just said yes. You just said, yes, we are an intersectional network. Thanks for telling us, I guess. It's always nice to have an admission. And sorry, I could see John tying, when is Indigenous Whitey Day? Ball's in your court, please. Up to you. And I think we'll end on that. Although, however, if they're going to have International Whitey Day, presumably they won't let it clash with their support of course, St. George's Day as well. St. George being St. George Floyd. As you can see, the South Wales Police typing here. They stand alongside those who are appalled by the way George Floyd died. Well, by a drug overdose. I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, you are the police, so that is a concern.
Well, he did raise $60 million in his death.
80,
for BLM.
87 was it 87? Or whatever it was for BLM.
Sorry,
in
for
one year. He is the hardest working person to help those four black people get as many mansions as they please. But anyway, let's end that there. Ball's in your court, Southwest Police. I look forward to International Whitey Day. That's a good suggestion, John. Let's go to the video comments. This is lifting propaganda from the subs. Damn, I'm sorry. Mm. Good job, mate. He keeps sending these in. I think it's just propaganda to remind people left, because it's good for you. But I feel I'm getting phantom pain looking at him carrying that.
That's true.
Not just me, right?
No.
Ugh, don't drop it on your feet. I don't know what else to say. Let's go to the next one.
So, I thought I'd watch the show live before doing a bit of a warm-up and then go to the gym. This feminism person doesn't know shit about humanity. All of the history of humanity can be summarised as God saying, go forth, conquer, dominate, defeat every land and every animal and enslave them to human rule. And we're not f***ing stopping now. We're going to go out to the wider universe and do it to other planets as well. because that is God's will.
Love there the Northern Irishman's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spot on. Paisley-like.
Is he dead yet or not?
He is. Oh. Big Ian is.
Damn. F's in the chat, boys.
But Ian Paisley Jr. is still there as an MP.
Is he as based?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
It's not a get into Northern Irish politics. That's your wheelhouse, not mine. I'm just here for the memes. And then maybe I could take up the Southern side, start singing Black and Tans at you or something.
And why not? Yes.
Kind of a punch up. Let's go to the next one.
Good news to share. 99% sure I'm not going to be moving to Chaz in the next year, so, you know, that's always good. In addition to that, I'm doing kind of a little side project. It's probably going to be a little while until it launches, but long story short, doing a satire news website, kind of like the Babylon Bee, but not as Christian, but definitely like center-right leaning. I got the inspiration for the website from that story from a few weeks ago where Patton Oswalt got in trouble for being pictured next to a black man, and when Joe Biden announced that he refuses to pick any Native American for the Supreme Court. Any Lotus Eaters that are good at making graphic designs should DM me on Twitter, Midpoint Mindset. Thanks.
Well, there we are. I also look forward to that. Does sound like fun. Did you see the whole thing with the Native American pick for the Supreme Court?
Nope.
Because you know he said, I want a black woman.
Yep.
That people pointed out black women aren't actually the most oppressed group.
Yeah.
It's the American Indians. And not going to pick one of them. Not happening. Let's go to the next one.
Well, sorry about the voice today. Let's go on a pub crawl together. The issue with sex ed is that it is done at school instead of by boomer parents that likely did not want to talk about the birds and the bees because their parents were fighting Nazis and were not able to talk to them as had been done traditionally. Perhaps we should standardize a birds and the bees story that parents can give without the worry of breaking innocence when a child is ready for it. Sex is a reality of life. Porn is not, like most art.
Did you ever get the birds and the bees chat by your parents?
No, I did remember it well.
What happened?
Dad sat me down and gave me the story.
What? Okay.
I don't know. I remember it. It stuck in my head.
I got to embarrass him now. My dad did sit down with one of my brothers and he told me the story. He tried with like the first one, in which he wrote, right, okay, when a man loves a woman and he gets hard and he went, well, like having to pee. Just gave up. And then for the rest of us, he was just like, I'm just not going to try. And
but where do you even go with that today now?
I don't know.
Just been through all the crap. Where do you even start? Oh, you mean like when the cat poos rainbow out of its ass?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh, boy. I mean, I read a story earlier, which was some green text, in which some guy believed the whole traps aren't gay thing. Mm. Do you know what this is? Do you know what a trap is?
Nope.
Break your innocence. Right, so.
I don't want to
broken. Bloke feels like a woman.
Yeah.
Wants to be a woman. Gets all the surgery done on dress, makeup, and he's better at it than women are.
Okay.
He looks so good. He looks better than any woman you've ever seen. But he's still got a big old...
Yeah.
And you go out, you find him, you go back to bed, and then, hang on, that's a trap. You know, it's like you've been trapped in the situation, right? So there was this guy who wrote down on 4chan, where he was like, well, I believed all you idiots that traps weren't gay because it's not gay. And I sat my parents down, and he says that... He was trying to explain it to them, and he was like, well, you know, yeah, she has still got a penis, and you know, he'd suck that and that wouldn't be gay. And apparently his mother just sat there in silence. And his dad was like, right, explain that to me again, what's a trap? And he explained it again and went, right, so he's still got a knob. He went, well, yeah. And his dad went, well, so you're gonna suck his knob? Yeah. And that's not gonna be gay? No, dad, no, you're gay, son. And then he just stormed off and went to his room and typed all this out. And it's just like...
So has this been filmed? Their reactions? That's what it needs
to be. It's some green text, but frankly, I can imagine it happening. Because there's also just like, you get regret stories from people, or they've just written down like, oh yeah, it wasn't gay, but when I was sucking on the dick, I realized maybe it was a bit gay. I was like, no S, my friend. like, how many inches until you realize maybe this is a bit homo? Which again, I don't care about, do what you want, but this just don't lie about what's going on. Because you're an idiot. Maybe. So that's the reverse sit down about the birds and the bees, which for Zoomers is apparently a struggle because they're all believing nonsense. Let's go to the next one.
To Alex Ogle, thanks very much for all your reviews. I really appreciate them and I like how honest you are. Thank you very much. And to the guys, yeah, a lot of people who read my books, especially in America, say that the writing does feel very Australian. So maybe it's possible that there's some Australian syntax that goes in there, but if you want to find out, you're going to have to read the books.
That's cscooper.com.au. I'm going to take that to my grave.
How do you get Australianness from...
I don't know.
Unless,
like,
you're telling a story, or...
Sandra was talking to Dave, mate. I don't know.
And how would that come across in what you...
Maybe he writes the word mate at the end of every sentence.
Unless they're all audiobooks, that would possibly...
Maybe there's phrases as well. I bet there's a bunch of Australian phrases that are unique.
Just say Sheila.
Like the phrase, I realised, what's that got to do with the price of eggs? No one else uses?
No, because it's milk.
No, what?
Price of milk?
My mum always said price of eggs.
Yeah.
No. You always said price of milk.
Price of milk. Yeah. Obviously, in Northern Ireland, it was different.
I don't know why. Like, I already know it's a stupid phrase, but I'm just like, yeah, your version's weird. For foreigners who don't know what that means, it means, what on earth are you talking about? That makes no sense. I don't know what's that got to do with the price of eggs, but... I maybe tell us some Australian ones, Mr. Cooper. I'd love to hear.
Price of a koala.
Price of Denny's. I don't know. Talking to me. Let's go to the next one.
How can you tell a Commonwealth country over a non-Commonwealth country? And mainly it's just because our flag is better than yours. We don't have the Union Jack. Every other Commonwealth country did at one point. Also, the male boobs are usually something that a fat guy has, so they're definitely not a good thing, if you ask me.
The what boobs?
Male boobs.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember having a discussion about male boobs, but
no.
All right. But yeah, no, the Americans had a Union Jack on you. What are you talking about? 13 colonies. So, it's also the same colors as well, as John points out. To be fair, pretty much every flag on Earth is blue, red, and white. But there's the reasons for that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't agree that you never had the Union Jack. Let's go to the next one.
This week I shall review the four books available published by Yuri Bezmenov, using his name Thomas Schumann. His books are available for download for free from archive.org, and I encourage everyone to get copies for themselves. They're not long, but they are densely packed and very interesting. There must be something in the air, as, apropos of nothing, on the 5th of February, the CBC published this article discrediting him. The pieces are being laid out on the board, it seems.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to it, Alex. He always makes like these little short book reviews, so... I'd love to see those. Let's go to the next one.
Carl, in response to your request for things to say, if you ever get on GB News, that you made on Louis Laval's stream, I think a variant of your Universal Man speech could be useful for normies to hear. Also, what do you think of James Lindsay's recent interactions with the people in AA circles? Lastly, I found an excellent clip of you, and I think it's of you at least. Hopefully you'll enjoy.
I'm a furry... Uwoo, what's this? Senpai Uwoo.
I feel like that was directed at Carl, so maybe we'll save that for when Carl's on next time as well. But I do know about the James Lindsay stuff. It mostly just seems kind of pointless. So,
and I think there was an opening for Carl on GB News, but now the trigonometry has said he was their most controversial guest. I think that's messed it up. So, no, they wouldn't want controversy.
We'll see, I suppose. Let's go to the next one.
Just thought I'd share a nifty feature I'm going to be putting into my power armor. Put a screen above the visor. Insert a piece of plastic angled 45 degrees between the visor and the screen. And poof, a projected heads-up display. I admit, I kind of got the idea from the Starship Troopers novel. I could also project a camera view on there if I needed to.
He's made power armor.
It's amazing.
It works as well.
A real transformer?
Yeah, he's slowly building up a Dr. Evil set in his room.
Wow. So.
He's showing us in real time.
Well, it's what the police will have to look like. The local militias that we'll have to set up.
Yeah, but also I suppose the police will look into him at some point. We'll have to also go back and watch all our episodes. So it's also good for viewership. Let's go to the next one.
I can't think of any reason why the conditioners that C.S. Lewis mentioned wouldn't also try to manipulate each other. And I think it would do a lot to explain the strange behavior of many people today if the conditioners have actually become some of the most conditioned people of all.
Okay. I don't really know if I have anything to say on that, so no. Sorry. Don't really something I have an opinion on. Let's go to the next one.
Tony D and Little Joan with another Legend of the Pines from Cape May Magazine. It's the Cape May Horse Track. Built in the late 1800s, this track was built on the site of a burned-down hotel. You can see a picture of the remains of the track here, taken in 1933. It's now a housing development, but in its day, the track was insanely popular for about 2 or 3 years. But then a new sport took its place. It was called baseball.
I thought you were going to tell us, like, the people burnt down in the fire became, like, ghost jockeys on the horses or something. Because there's always usually a ghost story about
it. No, I remember him the last time. The Legend of the Pines, I do remember it, so yes.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the next one.
Hello there. I wanted to ask a very quick question about why you guys don't like swearing. I noticed you beep out a lot of swear words. And I just wanted to know why, because I'm a little bit confused by it. I believe it was due to Carl wanting to be politically correct.
No, it was to do with basically mothers watching. And if you got the kids, then you can't really have stuff with swear words on.
But if you want to see Carl swear, watch the last time he was on Heart of Oak.
It's like, okay, next time you get him on, just get him to swear as many times as possible.
Oh, we did. So yes, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Let's get the next one.
I just like that my last video comment was complete and utter nonsense. And yet Carl and Callum was taking it really seriously. You've been reading too much gender studies, guys. You need to get out. They are getting to you. Eat a steak or something. Otherwise, we'll have to put you down for your own good.
Hey, I mean, you're the one setting up an LGBT bookstore full of nonsense. So I'm reading too much feminist theory. You're handing out.
She wants to put you down. No.
Oh, Danish. No. They want to kill us all, don't they?
True.
It's in their blood. Anyway, let's go to the written comments on the site. So on BLM and the millions and millions of dollars, FreeWill2112 says, the whole whiteness grift is just an intellectual trick used by extremists to cover up their own hatred and racism with a veneer of respectability. And it comes with financial benefits for some. We can name those some. We can name the sums of money those sums got as well.
It's true.
I love how everyone says, you know, there's a lot of, in this kind of stuff, occasionally there's like, well, there's something probably going on, you know? And you've got a gut feeling and usually you're right. But I mean, in cases like this, like, I've got the names, I've got the money figures to the million. So what do you want me to do? Edward Woodstock, this reminds me of, Masonic orders worked before the modern age. People would see the monks living simple lives in poverty and donate their proceedings to them for their immortal souls. The Masonic order would get rich, corrupt, decadent, and as a result, the new Masonic order would rise up to protect against the old one, and the cycle would repeat forever. This, but apparently secular. I do wonder if they set out to do this, if the money fundamentally corrupted them. A sudden large influx of cash can do this to people unless they have self-discipline. That is fundamentally lacking from the lefty psyche. See, that's why I focused on the 2015 and 2016 income as well. Because they'd already made millions of dollars. Like, multi-millions of dollars by that point. And, right, you don't really need any more money, frankly, to do the bare minimum, which is some tweets. Like, you don't need 90 million to do tweets. And the fact that they got in 1,000 currents to increase those donations to where it got to tells me that at that point, definitely it was about the money. It was about get the cash in. Sheep83 says, BLM will end up the same as Che Guevara, a t-shirt Monty for rebellion students. Lord Nerevar says, Callum, you cannot seriously be suggesting that the organized street mob, whose entire purpose is to commit violent crimes in the name of racism, which received several million dollars from the biggest American companies in existence and extorted money from gullible fools, was all a big scam run by thieving grifters. Surely not. We have the receipts. Then we could put the receipts in the Birdie Bros' faces and say, thanks for the money. Let's move on. So I don't know if you want to read out your ones on Moderna.
Sorry. Let me go down, read the Moderna ones.
Something in my throat, though.
George Happ. Considering Spotify's connection to Big Pharma, should people who are against the COVID tyranny view Joe Rogan as controlled opposition? He seems to fit the definition pretty well. I've learned not to use that phrase anymore because it's thrown around so much, but it was a bit annoying that he did back down, but I love Rogan's stuff, so.
I forgot to mention it because I wondered when you mentioned about, before we started, Spotify stock price went down, what was it, how much percent?
It's down 25%. I think it's down around 150 and it was 200, but it was falling before the Rogan controversy, if you can call it controversy.
Yeah.
So but yeah, it began to dip beforehand.
I do wonder if someone at Spotify basically gave him a text and just said, look, we don't want to kick you off, but can you please put out something?
Yeah.
So then we can say we've done our bit and people will stop leaving. Yeah, someone like that. I wonder if he was pressured by them as being like, well, we're not going to kick you off, but please do go and say something. But again, we don't know. Cause...
I just wish you would interview Alex Jones every day and then they keep taking it off every single day and well, you don't get any content.
Yeah, that would be good. Let's continue.
Lord Nerever, high society stock relationships have to be the most incestuous network of the modern age. It feels like feudalism. So many competing companies are owned by the same parent company and CEOs will buy each other's stock until it's clear they have a people unto themselves. Like the landowning elite of old, they have nothing to do with us lowly peasants anymore. They only extract value from us and laugh all the way to the bank. But these huge companies, which you mentioned, BlackRock and Vanguard, they just make money for their shareholders off other companies actually do something. So if you look at in themselves, they don't actually do anything. They just make money from other people's hard work. So Free Will 2112. What is the point of having elections when it's pretty obvious that these huge companies with their colossal amounts of money can pretty much buy whatever influence and outcomes they want? That's the conclusion I'm kind of coming to, and that's why I'm not involved in party politics, because I think, what's the point?
This is where the House of Lords is based, huh?
Yeah. So, Jimbo G, isn't it strange how much China has its fingers in seemingly every moneymaker in the West? Truth is, the game was rigged from the start. Yep, it's just been exposed. And student of history, I'm going to level with you. BlackRock, Blackstone and Vanguard are going to institute neo-feudalism. They've used US taxpayer money to en masse purchase whole housing developments for over market prices. You can just see the money building up. You can see the transactions. It'd be interesting to see what they have paid and whether it is over market price, but...
Mm. Yep. I did remember seeing that story because I know they were just buying house upon house upon house all over the United States. I do wonder if there's anything you can even do to stop them at that point. Because once they own like a tenth of the land, I mean, then what?
Well, if you've got $9 trillion, I guess you have to buy something with it.
Just do what the old people used to do on Wall Street. Get some hookers. I don't care. Like, stop destroying the country.
Advice to Vanguard execs.
Yeah. Spend your money on hookers, not diversity and internships. All right, so on that vein of Cat Girl University, it's actually going to be like... Shaker Silver says, people like this used to be institutionalized. Now they run the institutions. I am starting to think, unironically, that we need to reopen the asylums and unnormalize this self-inflicted insanity. Yes. So Charlie says, you can teach cats to use toilets. Seems it's very difficult to teach leftists to not be absolute retards, however. Certainly is. Could you imagine getting asked by a student that they want to use a litter tray and you being the only person in the room that is just like, no, this is insane? Everyone else in the room taking them seriously?
But they wouldn't put their hand up and say. They would put their tail up and go meow.
Do it on the floor of the classroom. Jimbo G, facts don't care about your felines. Very good. Free Will 2112 says, birthing person. Look how the very language they use reduces the individual identity of people to reducing them to things in a category. All part of getting us ready for our future existence as drones in the hive. Very true. And I love reducing it even further. Like we should purposely fool them, take it further. Like if the Lords comes back in, if you have Lord Pearson or you were in there and they reference birthing person, just try and dehumanize it even more. Like I said, I mean, bring it down to birthing hole.
Yeah.
And then for the men, it's, you know, sperm containers, something like this. Just make it completely unpersoned.
Look, I have to explain this to Lord Pearson. It's difficult as it is without adding more complexity to it and stupidity.
I'll come around and shadow him for free. It'll be fine. Most people charge for diversity training. I'll give him this.
He'd say that, Callum. I don't want to see him again. He's strange.
Look, I'll tell him all his tactics to destroy the left. We'll be happy with it. Omar Awad says, the whole gender debate can be summed up as people trying to fix what was never broken. This level of narcissistic attention-seeking should never have escaped the quarantine zone known as Tumblr. Yeah. Do you remember Tumblr?
I do.
Remember it was an internet joke?
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's just like the zeitgeist of all institutions. Chris Wolf says, all these weird sexualities would be a separate category. Sex is for reproduction, and society is rejecting pregnancy and its own cultural rejuvenation in favor of hedonistic genital rubbing. Yeah, there's actually a fair point. I wonder if you can't even call this sex at this point. I mean, like, the people dressing up as dogs. I don't know, that's just genital rubbing. Yeah.
I don't have any response to genital rubbing, sorry. So.
Another thing to explain to Lord Pearson. Bleach Demon says, it's clear that cat gender is the ultimate conclusion of anime. Yes, which is why it must be purged. Adam Lloyd, these people are nuttier than a squirrel poop. Watch out, the will be going in the neighbor's garden and then poop in the... Oh, just... These people exist. You can go and meet these people. Actually, do you want to go on a sort of like zoo vacation to Bristol University to just stare at the animals?
It would be fun, wouldn't it? If you dress up like one of those dogs.
No, that's not part of the deal.
Yes.
Alison Kimura says, men will now be known as sperm shooters. Indeed. Captain Charlie the Beagle says, again, that name with this topic, regarding the dog police, as a member of the canine species, I'd like to condemn this blatant act of species appropriation. I'm sick of seeing this type of degenerate behavior. Furthermore, this is undermining the good heart work of actual police dogs. The imposters deserve a bop on the nose with a rolled up newspaper and a slint in the cone of shame. I just get, what are you talking about? Get a truncheon. You're the police. Just back. Go back to your room.
What's wrong with a taser?
That too.
Yeah, good.
Isn't that illegal? Doesn't this technically count as sort of indecent exposure or disturbing the police, the peace or something?
What? Did...
If I was an officer, could I not just take out a truncheon or a taser and just start beating people for this? I feel like any jury in the land would let me off.
You can taser a person, but you couldn't taser a cat. As we just say.
So it depends on whether or not the jury recognised the dog man as a dog.
Yes.
I'm not taking that risk. Same people out there. XYNZ says, watch Carl's segment on the rogue commies in the civil service. It's the same thing as the problem we have with education. I didn't really get to watch that segment, so I don't really know what to say about that one. So I'll go to...
You missed one of Carl's things.
I don't actually think that was Carl's segment as well. I may be wrong. Anyway, Spardonic Spermfish... Spamfish... Sardoc Spamfish says, Midpoint Mindset wants to create a satire website. Poor guy has the work cut out for him. Can't satirize the left anymore because it all comes true eventually. But hey, there's a silver lining. At least you could get caught lying way less often than CNN. Yeah, that's true. I really hate it when we talk about misinformation and whatnot and people mention CNNs. There are just huge lists out there. Yep. Everything like the New York Times has got wrong, or everything that CNN's got wrong. And it's not even funny. It's like Pisscate. Where it's just like, you didn't even try to find out if this was true, did you?
No, and anything on Babylon Bee could be a CNN headline.
Well, yes. I mean, if they came out tomorrow and told me that someone's going to be identifying as a cat at Bristol University, I thought they were nuts, but...
It's true.
Well, then Bristol University came out and said, anyone identifying as a cat, we have to take seriously, so...
I was going to write to all the parents.
And all the staff.
Who sat in the office thinking, we need to write a letter to the parents talking about cat people being cats and using litter trays?
I mean, how many biscuits did you go through before... Because we have occasionally, like we did the Goldpeer Zoom call, and there was one guy who's at a school in America, and he goes to all these diversity meetings, and he's like the one voice of reason in there, he says. And for me, it would be the best job because it would be funny as hell.
Yep.
But if you're a normal person, I can't imagine the worst job, being sat there in meeting after meeting after meeting with supposedly serious people, getting paid serious wages to discuss crap like this.
Yeah.
About, you know, well, how do we tell the kids that they can identify as a cat? And you're having to, all these people, yes, we must agree, we must allow them to identify as a cat, or emoji self if they want to. And you're sat there like, can I go back to teaching math? Because this is clearly like the insane meeting of alcoholics or something. Because this is just mad.
Whenever you look at the alphabet soup and you identify as N, which is normal, there isn't an option for N.
Can I put normal here? That's the pronouns. Anyway, we should about N, but I should mention, I forgot to mention this at the start, I should have, sorry about that. So I wanted to mention, we got sent this from the Childings events guys. So the guys who did Academic Agents event, which is just a book which they were selling. And I don't know if you can still get one. go check out Shieldings on Twitter and find that website, presumably, which is where we go from here. This was the event. And there's, I won't go through too much of it, but there's like lovely little drawings of everyone there in their form and then just the speeches and whatnot. And there's a very, very touching note as well. So thank you very much indeed for that, guys. Very good. Otherwise, we're pretty much out of time. So if you want to get more from us, of course, lotusears.com, subscribe. That's how we run the show. Where do they find you?
Hearts of Oak. And we've got Tony Schaefer on Thursday evening. So looking at the chaos in Ukraine and Russia, although we may all be finished by then with the Third World War. But if we're not, then tune in on Thursday.
If there is a Ukraine, there'll be a discussion. You can always discuss what to do with new Russia, I suppose.
Yeah. So, we could be dressed up in hazmat suits. Yeah.
Novaya Russia. But otherwise, we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you and goodbye. Oh,
did you get that as well?